This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 4 for Wednesday, August 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were weaker on Wednesday, seeing a continuation of yesterday's sell-off. The November contract down $26 at $822.40 per ton. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil accounted for some spillover selling pressure, although canola did outpace the soy market to the downside. Relatively favorable crop weather in both the U.S. and Canada contributed to the declines. The weakness in canola, though, is helping crush margins improve, and that was thought to be bringing in some commercial demand underneath the market. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were lower, while wheat was mixed. Oversold price sentiment had initially given beans a boost in overnight activity, but that buying interest backed away and prices turned lower as the day progressed. November down 16 cents at $13.69 per bushel. Shifting weather forecasts now calling for scattered Midwestern showers were behind some of the selling, although the longer-range outlooks do remain hot and dry. Trade estimates on U.S. soybean yields ranged from about 50 to 52 bushels per acre, with the USDA currently at 51.5. Corn, also pressured by the increased precipitation expected in eastern parts of the Corn Belt, the September contract up a quarter cent, though, at the final bell at 591.5. The Ukrainian grain shipment announced earlier this week was a bit bearish, although no more grain has left the war-torn country's ports yet. Weekly ethanol data placed production of the renewable fuel in the U.S. at just over a million barrels per day, up slightly from the previous week. Wheat futures, they ended mixed with losses in the winter wheats and gains in Minneapolis spring wheat. Minneapolis up 2 cents in September at $5.75 per bushel. Kansas City down 6 cents in September at $8.35 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 11 cents in September at $7.63 per bushel. Seasonal harvest pressure added to the declines in the winter wheats, with less than a fifth of the crop left to come off the fields. Relatively favorable spring wheat growing conditions were also bearish, although that market was thought to be due for a correction. A number of countries were in the market with tenders for wheat, including Iran, Jordan, Algeria, and Tunisia. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, August 3rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.